Phone scams on the 10th.
I'm calling Dave. He is the general manager of a business, and I'm going to pretend it's enough. It's a business big enough that it's easy to blend in with employees. So I'm calling as one of his employees just to see if I can trick him into that. And I'm going to tell him that I am confused what time our Zoom meeting is starting because of daylight savings time, which hasn't happened yet.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Dave, it's Raul. I'm just curious when our Zoom meeting's going to start.
What do you mean?
I've been on the Zoom link for like 20 minutes waiting for somebody to let me in or for the meeting to start or something. Nobody's done it. Did the meeting get canceled and I didn't know about it, or?
I'm sorry, Raul. I am not aware of a Zoom meeting, my friend.
Well, you sent the email out. It's the all staff meeting. We have them.
Oh yeah, that's a week from today.
Oh my god, I'm sorry, Dave, for bothering you. I'm so thrown off by daylight savings time. So,
yeah, it's daylight.
I'm sorry about that.
What does daylight savings time have to do with it?
What throws me off?
Daylight savings time didn't happen, man, and I don't know how it would.
Well, it's about to happen. It's coming up. It's about to happen.
Right, but
right.
How does that throw you a week in backwards?
I don't really know. I can't really explain it. I guess I should probably have told you that when I got hired. But like, yeah, I mean, I would say anywhere between 2 to 3 weeks leading up to daylight savings time. And then, like, for maybe a solid month after daylight savings time, I don't know what time it is. I forget what day of the week. There have been times where I have just completely, I mean, not known where I was, who I am. You know, I've been confused. So it really throws me off.
Okay.
So what time is our meeting then?
It's the same time they all are. It's at 10:30. Just like the other one.
But okay, so. but 10:30 daylight savings time or 10:30 the other daylight savings time, not daylight savings time. Which 10:30?
Right. It's the 10:30 that is what your cell phone says at the time.
I don't have a cell phone. So which one?
I'm having a hard time believing you, Raul. I don't know, man.
I said all this in the interview. Did Marcy not tell you any of this stuff?
I was unaware that you don't use a cell phone yet.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's okay.
Zoom somehow.
Well, I have a computer. I just don't have a cell phone.
Yeah, just don't have a cell phone.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, so that settles that. So okay. So, but back to my question though, just because I don't want to miss it. 10:30.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the thing. And if you're
I know it's in the email. I know, Dave.
Time,
I know it's in the email. I clicked on the link.
Anybody on the planet has a cell phone, and they'll tell you the time.
I just don't want to be like, I don't want to ask somebody too late or too early. You know, it's just, but daylight savings time, it throws me off.
It's at 10:30 a.m. I don't know how else to say 10:30 a.m.
Okay.
So it'll be the 10:30 that you see on TV. Sometimes on the news, there's a little clock on there. You can turn that on. And it'll be hopefully before 10:30. And then you'll know to get on the Zoom call that we do all. You were on.
Yeah.
I assume the staff was on it.
No, I was. I'm still on it. Yeah, I'm still. Okay, good. That's helpful. Thank you very much. Will my Zoom link still work after daylight savings time?
Yeah, I'm sure it will. It will still work.
Okay, because I do not want to get caught with my pants down with a wonky Zoom link. You know, I don't want to miss it, you know, because you give out good information. So, all right. Well, I look forward to seeing you.
Me too.
All right. And Dave, I'm sorry to bother you.
Well, apology accepted.
I hope you can forgive me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're forgiven.
Thank you very much. Okay. Let me tell you one more thing before I get going. None of this has been real, and I don't work for you. You don't have an employee named Raul.
Are you kidding me?
But Marcy did email me, and Marcy asked me to phone scam you. So that's exactly what I did. It's a prank phone call. You're
I'm
on 106.5 The End.
I'm like thumbing through the list of employees. I'm like,
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.